The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour here at the Kona Grill in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wines du Jour is America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you information each and every week about good wines and great food. And we enjoy doing it for the last 15 and a half years. Thank you for sending me your emails from your inquiring area, wherever you live around the world, from Australia, from Baja California, from France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special guest audience is getting wine poured as we speak, and they're both hungry and thirsty, and they can't wait to get started. So tonight's special guest is a lady whose name is Destajo. Boy, are you going to have fun listening to her. She's a great lady, and she's also the manager here at the restaurant known as Kona Grill. Whether you just got started with wine or you work in the industry, Wines du Jour can offer you some information you can use to enjoy a glass of wine or two each and every day, as the medical profession requests and suggests that you do, especially with your dinner meal. Wine is made with grapes, but not necessarily table grapes. You'll find in the grocery store, because that's not the kind they make wine out of. Wine grapes, which is known as Vitis vinifera, are small, sweet, they have thick skins and contain seeds, and there is over, listen to this, 1,300 different wine grape varieties. We only know of maybe 50 or less, which is kind of interesting. So I thought you'd like to know that. Yes, wine is a peculiar beverage, but the shape of the glass makes a difference in the taste as well. So be careful how you drink your wine. Of course, you can drink it any way you like or in anything that you like to put it in. That's okay. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. Please stay tuned if this is your first time. We know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world on radio, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We are also available on podcast. We're free on iTunes. And remember, age gets better with wine. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and wine is like a hug in a glass. Have you thought about it like that? You should. Wine is like a hug in a glass. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. But first, I'd like to talk to you about what we're going to do starting tomorrow morning. We have a group of about 12 to 15 people that are going to be traveling with us from Las Vegas up to Walla 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 Walla, Washington. That's just southeast of Seattle. Now, most people know where Seattle, Washington is, and they assume that it rains there on a daily basis, which is probably not too far from true. However, Walla Walla is in a dry area in the very southeastern part of the state of Washington. In fact, part of it actually goes over to the border of Oregon, which, of course, sits right below Washington, if you know your graphics. So the fun is going to begin tomorrow. We get up pretty early, and our plane leaves Las Vegas at 6:15 a.m. And our dinner that we're having, listen to this, we're having a dinner with what they call the chef's table. The chef there and I have known each other for a number of years, and he's going to fix dinner for my entire group, and he's invited us to come into the kitchen, and he's going to fix dinner for us, and we're going to watch him do that and eat it, and it's going to be great. Plus, I have a beautiful winery that's going to be bringing wines to go along with this wonderful dinner. So it's going to be a very long day, but it's going to be a very eventful day, that which we happen to like. Walla Walla happens to be the name of an Indian tribe in that area. That's where the name came from. There's a gentleman by the name of Marcus Whitman who was a missionary, went into that particular part of Washington and decided it was a pretty nice place and started developing a town there. And after several years, believe it or not, before we go to a break, I've got to tell you this because it's hard to believe, a lot of the Indians were getting measles. Okay, that's not an uncommon thing for us, and we know about that.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Hi, this is Ron Sedgie inviting you to join me for the Tonight Show of Radio every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Pacific Standard Time on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Now in our 24th year and well over 19,000 guests, the Ron Sedgie Show live originates from our Universal Radio Studios. Celebrities from TV, music, movies, literature, politics, and show business, at one time or another, they all come to the Ron Sedgie Show. So why don't you?
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Kona Grill. The Kona Grill is actually in the Fashion Show Mall, right on the Strip in Las Vegas, in case you're not familiar with it. They also have one in another part of town called Boca Park, and we love that Kona Grill as well. They just went through a major remodel, so we're going to hopefully go over there and do a show in the near future. But first, let's talk about the Kona Grill here, because I have to tell you, it's my favorite. If you like this type of cuisine, you're going to love Kona Grill, and we'll find out more about that when I introduce you to Nestaho. Nestaho, thank you very much for your hospitality and allowing us to come to your restaurant and enjoy some of the food along with your hospitality.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Happy to have you.
Tell me a little bit about Kona Grill. What is it? How did it start? How many of there are there? And all that sort of thing.
So it's about 45 locations. They originated in Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona. I'd like to describe it, the best way to describe it is a globally inspired American cuisine. It's a scratch kitchen. We make everything in-house, all down to all the sauces. We got everything, salads, entrees, pastas, most of all our sushi, which is incredible.
Yeah, well, in fact, the sushi is one of the popular things that everybody lines up to go to here. They've got some incredible sushi chefs. You know, there's a lot of people that make sushi. You know, anybody can learn how to do that. If you can boil water and make rice, you're halfway there, if you know what I'm saying. And to be very fresh. Newspaper. And talk about. Number one. Please, second. Under. You are. Wine or. When. It was at. grapes and making wine. So he actually sold all the cattle, planted vineyards, and then... Now his...
Soothing.
pepper, put it on the grill, and it tastes really very, very good. I never have gotten any.
Your cranberry juice. Here you go.
So, anyway, the point is, it goes really well with the vegetables, sushi, fresh fish and seafood. And just so that you know, don't get confused, fish and seafood are two different things. Seafood, of course, comes from the ocean, and fish come from just anywhere else, lakes, rivers, streams, and so on. We kind of put them in the same category, but they really aren't. The taste of saltwater fish or seafood is a little different than that you might go to the local lake or stream and catch and have yourself. They both taste good, don't get me wrong, but they are definitely a little different texture, and the cook may be a little bit different as well. I don't know what else to tell you about McMurray Estate Vineyards. Well, the fact that it's an estate, maybe I should tell you what that means. It says it on the label, you know, that it's an estate vineyard, and that just simply means that the winery owns the vineyard and they control 100% of the growth of the product. They go through and take it to the winery, and of course they make it happen there and turn it into wine, which is fermented grape juice, just to be kind of rude for just a moment. But it is not a complicated item, and it's very, very good. I think everybody should enjoy a glass of wine. And I mentioned that the medical profession tells everybody that if you're a healthy person, you should have, they recommend, I should say, not you should have, but they recommend that you have one or two glasses of wine each and every day, preferably with your dinner meal. I want to talk a little bit more to Nastalo about this Kona Grill. We got to go to a break here. We've got a couple minutes, yeah. Okay, so a little bit more about Kona Grill and some of the items that you have on the menu that are popular.
Ooh, one of my most favorite items that we have, and especially at this location, is going to be our miso sake sea bass. So our sea bass.
Yes. All right.
Okay, and it's not your normal sea bass. We marinate ours for 72 hours in a miso sake marinade.
Really?
So by the time they cook it up, it's pan-seared, just falls off the fork. It is so amazing. It comes with our shrimp and pork fried rice instead of our ratatouille, which is like our vegetable marinade.
And is that grilled or baked or fried, or how does it prepare?
It's pan-seared, so.
Oh, pan-seared. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. I like that. That's not a bad thing.
So good.
It's not a bad thing. So that's one of the dishes. What would be another one?
Let's see. Our macadamia nut chicken. I feel like hands down.
I love that. That's very good.
You know, if you say Kona Grill, majority of people automatically, mac chicken. I love it there.
Yeah.
So it's a macadamia nut crusted chicken. It comes with our papaya marmalade, a shoyu cream sauce. And I always tell people, get prepared to ask for another side of that sauce because it's amazing. Our house mashed potatoes, it's a garlic parmesan mashed potatoes, and whatever the seasonal vegetable is.
Ah, that's great. That sounds good. I like the concept because, you know, fresh is really the answer. And, of course, right now with spring, all the vegetables are starting to pop up and so on. So the opportunity to buy them at the store and prepare them at home, or if you're lucky enough to have a garden in your backyard or what have you, that would be a good thing. But you can come to a place like Kona Grill, and they're going to prepare them perfectly to where you get the best flavor and you end up with the best nutrition as well. Not that you're eating at a restaurant for the nutrition, but it just is an automatic thing that happens. So there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Kona Grill is one of our favorite things. Again, it's right on the strip. There's a place called the Fashion Show Mall, which has, I'm guessing, maybe 10 or 12 restaurants altogether. Kona Grill is right in the middle of them, what you might call Restaurant Row, right on the strip. And I mean, literally, it's on the first floor. You don't have to go up and down the stairs. You can, whatever you need to do to get to Kona Grill, you take a taxi, walk, or whatever the case may be. But the food is very good. Got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Pinot Gris, but then we'll go to number two, which is the Chardonnay from McMurray Ranch. Be back in just a moment.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
You know, Fred Dry and I have been talking about BlueApron.com, where they send you fresh food right to your house with the recipes and everything. And you've been using this, Fred Dryer, and you made dinner for me the other night.
Yes, I did. I had my Blue Apron on, and I noticed you didn't bring your Blue Apron with
no,
you. But
no.
We put a beach towel around you, and you did quite nicely getting that food shoved in there.
Salmon piccata was delicious, and you got all the fresh ingredients. They give you the recipe with it. It's less than $10 a person. There's so many new recipes. It's flexible. You can customize the recipe. Very easy to do. We're watching TV while you put the meal together.
You can't beat it. There's a knock on the door. They deliver it. You put it in the oven. You cook it and put it in your favorite type pie tins. And you're sitting there in front of the TV. The next thing you know, you're falling asleep.
Brew Apron has a freshness guarantee for you. Here's the best part. You get your first three meals free with free shipping. You go to blueapron.com, put in the keyword dryer. That's Blue Apron, BLUEAPRON.com/dryer, DRYER.
Welcome back to Wine Sejour. We're having a good time here at the Kona Grill on Las Vegas Boulevard in the Fashion Show Mall. I have to tell you, this is a very large restaurant, and I'll find out from Nasheba if she'll tell us how many people this seats. It's got to be 200 or 300 people. It's really a large place. But the good thing is the staff in the kitchen know what they're doing, and the servers know exactly what to do, when to do it. So you can come here and get good service, good tasting food. Whether you use chopsticks or not is really up to you. If you don't, they're not going to laugh at you. But if you can, do it, just because it's a little more authentic when it comes to things like sushi and Oriental cuisine. I was going to ask Nasaho a little bit about, do you have problems finding staff here in Las Vegas? I mean, Las Vegas is one of the biggest employers, if you will, of food and beverage people. So when a restaurant opens up and they're looking for quality people, I'm just wondering if they have a problem finding them, or do you think it's okay?
Honestly, since I've been here, just seeing all the locals that live around here, it's not really that difficult to staff around here. I feel like once people come inside of this restaurant in particular, it's harder to keep them in because the options are everywhere, but
sure.
They see the quality and just the people that we get coming in every day and
right.
Just how much fun it is to work here, that it's not hard keeping on to those people that walk in these doors.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, for those that don't know an awful lot about Las Vegas other than it's the entertainment capital of the world and has been since 1492 when Columbus came over. I mean, it's been forever. It also is it's taken over as food and beverage in America. It used to be New York. New York was number one. It's no longer number one. Then it went to San Francisco. It's no longer San Francisco. It went to Chicago. It's no longer Chicago. It's now and has been for several years Las Vegas. Why? Well, we have 4,300 different restaurants in Clark County, which is where Las Vegas sits. 4,300 food restaurants. Now, wait a minute. When I say that, please understand that includes, in that 4,300, 7-Elevens, Stop and Goes, Hit and Runs, all those places that serve food, okay? So that's part of the 4,300. It doesn't mean they're all sit-down diners. That's not exactly what we say. However, every hotel in this town, and we have like 40-some hotels that are way above average, have anywhere from 3 to 12 restaurants in each one of them. So you can find almost any type of food you want in Las Vegas, and it's all done properly. In addition to that, if you're not a hotel person, and some people just refuse to go to the hotels, they just end up talking to people in restaurants in the community, if you will. There are some excellent restaurants, some very well-known chefs own restaurants in Las Vegas that are not in a hotel. So you can come here and just enjoy yourself and find almost any kind of food you want. I just wanted to mention one other thing before we get back to our wine, and that is, just for your own knowledge, I talk about the food here and so on. We have over 43 million visitors come to Las Vegas each year. Let me say that again. 43 million visitors every year. 43 million, and there's 52 weeks out of the year. So, I mean, there's got to be some numbers there that are just breathtaking and very difficult to figure out. So, Nastao is really knowledgeable about what's going on here. She has all of her staff put together the way they should be. They're pouring the wines. That Pinot Gris is just killer. I want to mention a couple things about the Pinot Gris before we go on, because we are now about ready to go to wine number two, which, as I mentioned before we went to the break, the Chardonnay. What I like about this Pinot Gris is it has what I refer to affectionately is a long, lingering finish. That just means that when you swallow the wine, it hangs in there in taste and flavor for anywhere from 5 to 40 seconds. Now, the longer it is, the better the long lingering finish. If it's only 5 seconds, it's kind of short term. But if it's up to 30, 40 seconds, let me tell you, that's what we would definitely call a long lingering finish. And it's the first time I put time involved. I just tell you, well, you could taste it for a while. But the professionals are saying it could be anywhere from 5 to 40 seconds to qualify as a long lingering finish. I like that satiny part, and I want to move over now, if we can, to the Chardonnay, because McMurray Chardonnay is very popular. Oh, a couple people asked me during the break, how much is this Pinot Gris? And it runs about $16 retail in your wine store. So that's all across the country. So you can check it out. I recommend it. This was a 2014 McMurray Estate Vineyards Pinot Gris. Got to go to a break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here at Kona Grill in Las Vegas.
Network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. Jonathan Levine directs the new buddy comedy Snatched and loves the script.
What I loved about it was that it was this big kind of adventure, which is something as a filmmaker you don't really get to do with an original story. I mean, you might get to do it with a Marvel movie or a DC movie, but to tell an original story on that big a canvas is a rare opportunity. And next thing I knew, I was in Hawaii scouting locations.
Snatched hits theaters May 12th. For reviews and interviews, go to mungleshow.com or follow me on Twitter at The Mungle.
Traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 1325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. You know, I mentioned a little bit earlier about McMurray Chardonnay and how I think it's probably one of the better Chardonnays around. There are an awful lot more that are barrel fermented, and it's got a little big buttery taste and so on. That's a whole different thing. But my whole reason for being here basically is to pair food and wine together. And I think this Chardonnay wine, which incidentally this is 100% Chardonnay, and it retails for about $18, which is really inexpensive by today's standards in terms of high-quality Chardonnay. But I just want to mention that it also comes from the Russian River Valley, which is about the center part of Sonoma, if you know where Sonoma County is, in California. 100% Chardonnay, but what I like about it is it has that bright citrusy taste to it. And to me, that's what allows it to go well with food. And the case here is the chef has put together some chicken that he's put on the grill on a stick, if you will, that is just absolutely wonderful. But he also served it with 2 different sauces. And I'm going to ask if you would tell us a little bit about the chicken and the sauce.
Absolutely. So right there that we tried as one of our appetizers, it's our chicken satay. Comes with 4 grilled chicken skewers. The chicken is marinated in a cilantro marinade, served over a bed of cabbage slaw, And then the two sauces that you're looking at is our spicy Thai peanut sauce and then our sweet hoisin sauce. So you get a little bit of that balance, a little sweet, a little
spicy.
That's
great. That's a good combination. You get your choice.
Amazing.
In fact, if you're really adventurous, you can kind of dip it in both.
Oh, yeah, double dip all day.
That's not a bad thing. But the spicy sauce, I think, is extremely good. And you have a gentleman that makes all this stuff. Tell us a little bit about the person
that does it. Yeah, so our saucier. So he comes in the mornings, and all the sauces that we have in every single dish he makes from scratch every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, if you happen to have a recipe for a sauce and maybe it makes 2 cups and you're only going to use a half a cup for your dinner meal, you don't have to throw that cup and a half away. You can put it in a jar, put the lid on it, put it in the refrigerator, and it'll last for anywhere from 6 to 12 days, depending on how long. So you might have another dish that you can use it with. Take it out. If you want to add a little more heat to it, you could do that. You know, all heat doesn't come from a Tabasco bottle. I'm not bad-mouthing Tabasco. I have no reason to do that. In fact, they were my sponsor for about 12 years, and I love Tabasco. They've done great things. The owner passed away here a while back, but I carry a golf bag with their name on it. It's pretty cool. I like their products, but there is a lot more in terms of cuisine when it comes to making hot sauces to use. And if you are interested in hot sauces or any kind of sauce for that matter, you can go to my website, leskincaid.com, and check it out. Or if you don't find what you're looking for, and I have about between 200 and 300 recipes on my website that are free that you can download or print, whatever, you can also just simply send me an email. And I have I've been doing this since I was 14, and I got my first job in a restaurant at age 14, and so I've acquired recipes to where the number has got to be around 7,000 recipes.
In only 10 years, huh?
Yeah, in only 10 years. That's amazing. But the point I'm getting at is that if you need a recipe and have a minute, send me an email, ask me, and I'll be happy to do it. I get about 300 emails every day, and I answer each and every one of them every day. That's no exaggeration. So if you are interested, be kind enough to send me an email. I'll be happy enough to send you the recipe if I have it. Very, 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 very seldom do I not have a recipe that somebody asked for. But I can generally find one, you know, and I'm happy to do that as well because I'd like to have the answers to all those types of questions. Being a chef and being interested in wine, I want you to know that pairing of food and wine, to me, is one of the most important things that you can do. And when it comes to wine, I just want to do this without doing a lecture this evening, but I want to mention that there are 5 basic parts in tasting wine. There's 5 characteristics, if you will, in tasting wine. Let me tell you what those 5 are. Number 1 is sweetness. Now, you can't have a dry wine and have it sweet. You either have sweet or you have dry. There's 2 ends of the spectrum, and never the twain shall meet, if you know what I mean. Then there's acidity, which is something that gives you that taste and that flavor, if you will. And tannin, which is one of the most difficult things to try to describe, is the tannin, because a lot of the tannin comes from oak barrels. That's the taste and flavor. We'll talk about all this in detail at some other time. And then, of course, there's the fruit. And everybody, I'm sure, is familiar. Every time I take a wine, swirl it in the glass, smell it, and maybe take a taste of it, if it's a red wine in particular, it almost always has things like cherry and blackberry and so on and so forth. That's the fruit that we're referring to. And then last but certainly not least is the body of the wine. Now, the body is something that you can't look at and tell. On the other hand, I have people ask me all the time, hey, when I finish a glass of wine, I swirl it, the little streams come down the side. What does that mean? And I'll tell you simply, those little streams are nothing more than the alcohol percentage in the wine. The wider the stream, the higher the alcohol in that wine. Well, that's something most people don't know. And now you do, and you can share it with everybody. We've got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Chardonnay and, of course, the pairing, which is killer, which is just simply a piece of chicken. But in addition to that, we're going to go to number three, which is that Pinot Noir. And we'll talk about that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time. And Frank, we're tasting the McMurray Russian River Estate Vineyards Pinot Noir. Again, this is 100% Pinot Noir. Each one of our three wines this evening had no blending at all. They're all 100%. So the Pinot Noir is 100%, the Chardonnay was 100%, and so was the Pinot Gris. It doesn't taste any better. And I'm assuming you feel the same way, is that if they haven't added any other flavor, that it's very, very good the way it should be when they take it out of the vat, so to speak, and start to bottle it. If it has the right flavors, they don't add anything to it. If it's a little bit off in one way or another, they might add 1 or 2% or 5% or even 7%. The law says they can add up to 25% of a different varietal or groups of varietal. It doesn't have to be one. It could be three or four or five or six different varietals, up to 25%, and still be able to call it whatever the majority of it is. As an example, it might be Cabernet Sauvignon as 75% Cabernet and 25% of Pinot. Yeah, could be four or five different things. Merlot is whatever. Blended to it. But typically, if it's 100%, that means that it's going to tell you, if you're really into wine, where that wine came from. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy. If you taste your Pinot Noir right now, how are you going to tell it came from Russian River Valley? Well, you need to drink more wine. And I don't mean all at once. That's not what I'm saying. But there are a lot of people, we're talking about sommeliers and or master sommeliers, okay, take a glass of wine. Now, they're not going to tell you that it was bottled on the 23rd of October. I don't mean that. But they are going to be able to tell you where the grapes were grown and where they made the wine. And I have to tell you, the average person can't do that. You could try, but you can't do that. Most people, frankly, put three glasses of red wine in front of somebody and have a basic idea what varietal they are. It would be strictly a guess because they think they know about it until it comes down to actually proving it. And the whole process is a little bit different. So don't let that, you know, that doesn't make you a bad person because you can't tell. What that means is you love wine and you should drink more of it. I don't mean, again, bottles of it. I mean glasses, one or two every day with your dinner meal is perfect. And that works very well, not only for your health, you know, it improves your blood flow and all kinds of things as far as drinking one or two glasses, but it also improves the taste of your food. And I'm sure you understand that you might be an excellent cook, but if you had a little bit of a help by a little glass of wine to go along with it, it would be even better. And that's really what we're talking about here. Yeah, that's what we're talking about for sure. So I just wanted to mention a little bit about dryness. The level of dryness in wine is something that most people don't understand. And I just wonder, the perception of sweet turns out actually on the tip of our tongue. That is the only place that you can detect sweet. It's amazing what people don't know. They think that their whole all their taste buds in their tongue tells you what the food tastes like. And that ain't the way it works, folks. It's your sinus area is where it happens, and it's a whole different program. I don't want to get into all that, but the higher the alcohol content, generally speaking, the less chance you have of it pairing with wine. Food and wine just go together until you get around 14.8 or higher. Then it's almost impossible to pair a good food with that particular wine because the alcohol percentage is too high. So if you keep it around 14.5, you're in pretty good shape. So when you go to your wine store, ask the clerk or the owner of the store a little bit about what they recommend based on why you are buying the wine. And you're not buying it because it's on sale necessarily. You're buying it to go with a particular dish. And if you'll explain to them, this is the dish I have or I plan on serving the wine with, what do you suggest? And the answer is, they'll tell you. That's what their job is, and that's what it's all about. Don't feel like you're an idiot because you have to ask those questions. The idiot is the one that doesn't ask the questions, if you know what I mean. And all I'm to do is try to prepare the food with the wine every day if you do before. Calorie situation. It's around 125 calories per glass. How big is the glass? Well, when we're talking about a glass, we're talking about a typical glass, which is around about five.
40.
Yeah, and if you don't know what 5 ounces of wine is, you can open a regular bottle, which is 750 milliliters. And that most Americans have no clue what that means. But if you convert it into American terms, that 750 milliliters is about 25.4 ounces of wine. Okay, so let's just round it off to 25. If you divide that 25 ounces by 5, you're going to have a 5-ounce glass of wine, and you'll get 5 glasses out of one bottle. Nothing wrong with that. So we've got to go to a break. I've got a little time? Okay. I was just going to say, if you can allow yourself to have 5 glasses of wine out of a bottle, that just simply means, I don't know about you, but in my house, my wife has half bottle and I have half bottle. We drink one bottle of share, if you will, one bottle of wine with every dinner meal. I can't remember, and I've been married 35 years to this beautiful lady, I can't remember one dinner without wine to go with it. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to taste a little bit more of this Pinot Noir.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 3025 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
I said they're probably empty.
No.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time. I have to tell you, the food here at Kona Grill is so exceptionally good. It's going great, the wines we have this evening. The first one was a Pinot Gris. The second one was a Chardonnay. And now we're tasting this with a beautiful Pinot Noir. And I'm going to ask Nastaho if she tells a little bit about this third dish. I have to tell you, it's incredible. I know they simply call it avocado egg roll, but there's more to it than that. Tell us a little bit about it.
This is why it's one of my favorites, because even though it seems like it's so intense and intricate, it's only avocado, sun-dried tomato, red onions inside of these egg rolls. And we fry them, and then it comes, the sauce is what makes it, okay? The sauce on the side, it's our honey cilantro dipping sauce. I swear, I just drink the whole cup if I had a chance.
I can understand. You know, a person could gain weight working here.
Indeed.
The food Indeed. Here is very good, and the problem is the quantity, not the quality. It's how much of it you can consume, you know. and that sounds easy enough, but it's not always that way. Okay. We've had some great times with 14.5% of alcohol percentage, $16 for a retail price for the McMurray Estate Vineyards Pinot Gris, 13.8% alcohol, which is much, much nicer and very good for a Chardonnay, and that's the McMurray Estate Vineyard, 100% Chardonnay from Russian River, Sonoma County, very good. And third, which is our final wine for this evening, is 14.4% alcohol, which is very, very nice. Pinot Noir, it retails for about, I think about $24, which is not bad for a good Pinot Noir. And it is the McMurray Estate Vineyard Russian River Valley Pinot Noir 100%. And let me tell you, not only did it go with this beautiful dish that the chef put out, but this goes really well with fatty fish. Fatty fish, what the heck does that mean? Well, we're talking about things like salmon, fresh salmon, not canned. Fresh salmon fillets, tuna. We're not talking about tuna fish. We're talking about tuna fillets. Any type of a fatty fish that you might come across, it goes really well with roast chicken. Now, this is a red wine, of course, and chicken is a white meat, so everybody says, oh, you can't do that. Well, back in the 70s, that's probably true, but this is 2017. It's not true any longer. You can have a great Pinot Noir with a nice roasted chicken. And let me just tell you that most grocery stores around the country are actually roasting chickens and selling whole chickens, if you will, that you can buy and take home. I have to tell you, if you need a recipe, I'll be happy to send you one. But if you take that whole chicken home, take the skin off of it, and actually cut it into nice pieces, if you will, you could have one hell of a chicken salad to go with a great glass of wine. Very good idea. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We're here at the Kona Grill at the Fashion Show Mall in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, we're talking about Wines du Jour, America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. You can listen to us each week at this very same time, or you can go to leskincaid.com and choose and listen to any show 24/7. If you've enjoyed tonight's program, make sure you tell everybody you know, and if you want to know more about my favorite subjects, go to leskincaid.com and or Facebook or my Twitter. I also want to thank my radio engineer, Jeremy Knott, for his. Remember that wine improves with age. The older I get, the better it is. That's not a bad thing. Thanks for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour, and please drink responsibly. Use a coaster. From the left coast, from the east coast, and from all around the world on the internet, from Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.